Welcome to the streets of Old Milwaukee. The year is 1903. A new century has just begun, and Milwaukee, founded in 1846 and located along the shores of Lake Michigan, is a thriving community of nearly 300,000 people. With its diverse mix of cultures and ethnic groups, Milwaukee in the early 1900s is often referred to as the Athens of the Midwest. Now, come tour the streets of our fair city with your own personal tour guide. There he is now, at the entrance to the streets of Old Milwaukee.
Hello, I've been waiting for you. Welcome to my hometown. My name's Ed, and I'll be taking you on our tour of the streets of Old Milwaukee. Hey, let's begin our walk here. Just around the first corner and directly to your left, this is Clody's Furniture Store. Now, I know that may look like oversized dollhouse furniture in the window, but those are actually the scaled-down furniture samples that the salesman uses when he's out on his rounds, trying to make a sale. I guess these miniature samples are easier to take along in a buggy than a full-size bedroom set. Now, if you look above Clody's, you'll see the second-floor office of one of Milwaukee's fastest-growing businesses, Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company. With all the new growth and development in our city, it's great that Northwestern is right here in the community. Let's go across the street. Now, be sure to watch your step on the paving stones. Horses do use these streets, you know. You know, there are actually three different paving surfaces here on the streets. It might be fun if you try to notice each time the surface of the street changes. So, for more than one reason, pay attention to your feet as we walk along. Okay, let's go. Now, across from Clody's is George Watt's store. They certainly do have lots of beautiful glass and crystal and other decorative items. Some of them are imported, too, from Europe, and even from as far away as the Orient. Let's move one door down from Watts to the entrance of the Pfister, one of the most elegant hotels in Milwaukee. If you'll notice the date above the door, you'll see that the Pfister is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. I'm sure business will continue to grow with so many new visitors to our city. You know, most places are still using gas lamps, but the Pfister Hotel? They have those new electric lights inside. Now that's progress. Here, directly to the left of the Pfister, is one of my favorite shops, and one of the reasons Milwaukee is famous as a destination for German immigrants. You'll have to try some of the sausages from Usinger's. They're just as good as the ones from the old country. I see the shopkeeper, Mrs. Peterson, is working. Let's say hello. Guten Tag, Mrs. Peterson.
Guten Tag, Edward. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
That it is. How's Fred doing?
He's just fine, Ed. But just this morning, we were talking about the new selection of meats and sausages we've put on display in our window. With more and more Germans, Poles, Italians, and other ethnic and racial groups moving here, we have to increase our selection to keep up with people's changing appetites.
Well, your window display sure is making my mouth water. But tell me, I hear that the price for beef just went up to 9 cents a pound. Can you believe the inflation these days? Well, we'd better go before I get any hungrier or the prices climb any higher. Auf Wiedersehen, Mrs. Peterson.
Auf Wiedersehen, Edward. I'll save you some schnitzel.
Let's move on, shall we? Across Chestnut Street is the office of our largest English language newspaper, the Daily Journal. Hey, it looks like Gilbert is setting up for tomorrow's edition. Hello, Gilbert.
Oh, hello, Ed. V. Gates.
Just fine, thank you. I'm showing a friend of mine around the city. What's news?
Politics, politics, and more politics. I'll tell you, if Milwaukee keeps growing so fast, I'll be working 24 hours a day. I'm just glad that the typewriter was invented here in Milwaukee. Now that's a modern invention worth praising. Did you notice my brand new model over there on the desk? It's a Fox, one of the best typewriters around.
Golly, it is a nice typewriter, Gilbert. Hey, just make sure you spell my name right when you put me on the front page.
Don't worry, I will.
Hey, we'll see you later, okay?
So long, Ed.
Now, let's see. The next door down is the woodworking shop of A.J. Peach. Ah, boy, the smell of fresh-cut wood. It takes a strong and steady hand to take this assortment of tools you see on the benches and turn a piece of wood into something useful as well as beautiful. My, my. Let's move on past the grinding wheel. Now, go ahead, give it a whirl. To the next storefront. This is Roundy's store. They're one of Milwaukee's most successful wholesale grocers. Take a look in the window. You see, not only do they have their own Red Cross brand, but Roundy's imports foods too. Specialty items from Europe and teas from Japan. Roundy's supplies dry goods and foodstuffs to many of Milwaukee's neighborhood grocers as well. Come on, let's head around the corner of Chestnut Street and Grand Avenue, and we'll stay on the left side of the road. Hey, now, here's someone you've got to meet. Her name is Mrs. Eschweiler, but everyone here knows her as Granny. Hello, Granny. I see you're enjoying the fresh air.
Hello, Edward. I haven't seen you around lately.
Oh, yeah, I've been pretty busy at the brewery, what with more and more national demand for beer brewed here in Milwaukee. But I got today off so I could show a friend of mine around. I see that you have a visitor, too. Isn't that your granddaughter from Wauwatosa in your sitting room window on the left?
Why, yes, Edward. Little Maud's spending some time with me. She and her new stuffed teddy bear. She tells me it's named in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt. Little Maud and Teddy will be here for a few more days.
Hey, that must be keeping you busy. I can also see from the ice card stuck up in your far living room window there that you're getting 50 pounds of ice, Granny, instead of your usual order of 25 pounds. You must be having quite a few visitors to your house for your famous iced lemonade. And I wasn't even invited.
That big ice delivery was yesterday, Edward, when I celebrated my 70th birthday. You know, I was born in 1833, and I never thought I'd live to see the dawn of a new century. 1900, imagine that. And so many changes to Milwaukee, too. So, tell me, Edward, is your new friend in town for the Wisconsin Horse Show?
No, just here for a short visit. But speaking of horses, I see you've had the electric pole outside of your house wrapped with wire.
Those pesky horses people tie to the pole have been chewing on it again. That's why there's wire wrapped around it. Why, you'd think they were termites, the way those horses behave. Still, I prefer horses to those awful automobiles that we're beginning to see on our beautiful city streets. Why, they're just noisy and spout oil and smoke. If you want my opinion, they'll never replace the horse.
Granny, you've seen lots of changes to Milwaukee over the years, and there'll be lots more to come. Hey, maybe you could tell our visitor about the infamous Milwaukee Bridge War of 1845. You remember that?
Well, I was only 12 years old at the time, but I remember my father telling the story. It began when Milwaukee was actually two much smaller communities, Juneau Town on the east side of the river and Kilbourne Town on the west side. Now, Mr. Juneau and Mr. Kilbourne didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things, including the layout for the streets of their individual cities. Well, once both towns were finally put together to form the city of Milwaukee, the streets just didn't quite line up. So, to this very day, when you cross any of the bridges over the river in downtown Milwaukee, you end up having to zigzag at an angle so that the roads will connect.
Candy store. They're having a sale on their fine candies. Only 10 cents for a whole pound.
10 cents a pound? Oh, dear me, that child. Just what will become of this next generation, I don't know. Oh, you'd best be getting along, Edward. Say hello to your mother for me.
Okay. Goodbye, Granny. I'll stop over again soon. Well, let's head across the street, shall we? Whoa, whoa, look out for the automobile! That was close. Okay, let's take a look at that candy store Little Maud was so interested in. Here it is, Howard B. Stark's Candies. So much to choose from. I imagine many of our city's young children have dreams of owning a store like this. And that reminds me, I need some more Sen-Sens. Okay, let's move one door down to the neighborhood Nickelodeon. You know, these new Nickelodeon theaters are beginning to pop up in cities all over the U.S. to show the newfangled moving pictures, or flickers, as some folks call them. I think they're great. Did you notice that the Nickelodeon is flanked by two places that are guaranteed to attract children's interest? We already saw the candy store to the right, and now we can take a look at the toy shop to the left of the Nickelodeon. Since so many children bring their folks to the Flickers, I'll bet a lot of the youngsters go home, if it's a special occasion like a birthday, with one of these latest mechanical wind-up toys from Germany. Or a set of cast-lead soldiers, or one of these beautiful imported dolls. All right, let's go back across to the opposite side of River Street. There on the corner is Frank Tepfer's locksmith shop. That's the one under the enormous gold key. You know, that sign reminds me, it's because there are so many new immigrants coming to Milwaukee, and because not all of them speak English, that many shops have these large symbolic signs with objects like keys and shoes or glasses on them. That way, people can still tell what's for sale in each shop, even if they don't speak English yet. Great idea, don't you think? Well, back to Mr. Tepfer. Now, he's one of the gentlemen, along with Mr. Schlemmer, who invented that horseless carriage parked behind you, next to Granny's house. Quite an invention, that. You'll have to take a closer look at it later. Do you see that brand new red fire plug next to Tepfer's black safe? I'm sure Milwaukee's new city fire department thinks those fire plugs are worth their weight in gold. Now they don't have to worry about running out of water when they're fighting a fire, like they did when they only had their old horse-drawn tank wagons. You remember those. Well, progress. Well, let's see. Now, if we walk around the corner next door to Tepfer & Sons, it's Dr. Johnson's optometry office. I love the big eyes on the sign over his door. Will you look at all of those tools and instruments? Even though glasses have been around for hundreds of years, I'm still amazed at how a bit of ground glass can help a person to see. I see Miss Kitty's light is on above Doc Johnson's office. Now, if you want to hear some good gossip, Miss Kitty can tell you a story or two. But we'll save that experience for another visit. And now let's move on down Grand Street, shall we? Past that horse trough. It looks as though someone needs to give the pump a few pulls there. Here's the neighborhood saloon. Schlitz beer, served in a clean glass. Now, that's the new Milwaukee. Hey, why don't we take a look in the window and do a little eavesdropping to hear what the boys are talking about today, huh?
Oh, have you heard that our no-good mayor, David, all the time Rosie Rose, wants to run for a third term? I say we need new leadership in this city. Rosie Rose is the king of corruption, if you ask me.
Nobody did ask you, Fritz. Hey, why don't you just smoke your cigar and leave the politics to those of us who understand the fine points of running a city?
Yeah, now, sports, that's a different matter. You must have heard that the Milwaukee Brewers just whipped Minnesota in the latest American Association game. Sports make of this town. That's what I think. Milwaukee wouldn't be big league if we didn't have the Brewers. That's one thing no one would ever disagree with. Not in 100 years. Say, McBriar, Fritz tells me you've received a letter from your good friend Henry Ward over at the Public Museum. Has he been off to some exotic place again?
Aye, to be sure. He's off traveling on some expedition to the museum. Oh, would you like to hear part of his letter?
Yes, yes, let's hear it.
Dear Wallace, he always calls me Wallace, arrived 1 month ago on Santa Catalina Island, and I am of high hopes that this collecting trip will be a great success. Wildlife abounds in this beautiful natural setting, and I have already observed and photographed many species, including Stella's sea lions. I have found it most interesting to compare this remote landscape and its wildlife to the trip I took last June to the various islands in Green Bay, Wisconsin, which are themselves both beautiful and important places for wildlife. It truly is a most wonderful world that we live in, Wallace, and I only hope that we have the vision and determination to protect our natural heritage for future generations of Milwaukeeans. I look forward to seeing you when I return. Best regards, Henry.
Ah, that letter reminds me. I need to go over to the museum tonight. The remaining members of the 6th Wisconsin Regiment are holding one of our regular meetings over there to plan our annual picnic. We were part of the famous Iron Brigade. You know, I will never forget that afternoon 40 years ago. when I saw President Lincoln after the Battle of Antietam. At any rate, the picnic should be quite a social event.
Speaking of fun, I've been able to arrange a charter boat for a little fishing on the lake tomorrow. Do any of you want to come along?
Are you bringing the beer?
I'll bring the beer and you bring the bait. And more cigars. Here's to a successful fishing trip on the lake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To the lake!
I think it's time we leave the boys to their plans and keep going with our tour. By the way, in case you were wondering, the women's entrance to the saloon is actually around the back, although you won't find many ladies venturing in. Even though it is 1903, it's also true that the neighborhood saloon remains a stronghold of masculinity. But things are changing. Now, across the street, right on the corner over there, is a different place altogether from that saloon. And a place where you can hear Milwaukee's gossip from the women's point of view. T.A. Chapman's Dry Goods. Now, they specialize in clothing, and they cater to the ladies of Milwaukee. And they carry the latest New York styles, since more and more of Milwaukee's families have the income to spend on fineries. It looks like Mrs. Clark is trying on a new hat. Again. She must have at least 100. Hey, let's go see if she buys this one.
Tell me, Mr. Ritzenthaler, do you think this style suits me?
Well, if you don't mind me saying, Mrs. Clark, you look like you're straight out of a fashion magazine. Why, you could be on the cover of Vogue.
Oh, wonderful. I'll take this hat and the other one as well. You can add them to my bill.
All right, let me see. That's $4 for your gingham dress, $1.50 each for the two pair of shoes, and 59 cents for the beaded purse. I also have your husband's suit for our low special price of $9 as well.
Wrap them all up, Mr. Ritzenthaler. Oh, and did you know my daughter's basketball squad has taken first prize in their city tournament? And next week, she begins her new job away from home, doing bookkeeping at the insurance company. They even give her 15 minutes for a lunch break each day.
You don't say.
It's so exciting. Well, I hope that this hat will be a hit at tomorrow's sewing bee.
Fashions. I never will understand them. Well, let's cross the street again, shall we? Good day. Hello. Nice folks here. Hello, Mr. Watson.
Good afternoon, Ed. It looks like we're going to have a beautiful stretch of weather this weekend. I hope you've been well since I last saw you.
Fine, just fine. Now, that's the grandson of one of Milwaukee's first families of African descent. Now, next door to the saloon is Charles Mader's restaurant, The Comfort. A great place to get a traditional German-style meal, and only 20 cents for a full plate of delicious food. But can you believe they're actually charging 5 cents for a bottle of beer? And in Milwaukee to boot. Oh, my. What's that my nose detects right next door to Mader's? Oh, what a heavenly aroma. What a glorious smell. Warm, fresh bread. It looks like Carl and Otto are getting ready for tomorrow morning. Now, don't tell me they're arguing again.
I tell you, someday everyone will have large stoves and ovens and even refrigeration right in their own homes.
Ah.
Why, they'll even be able to make their own ice, so I've heard. That will really change things for us.
Ah, no, they're always going to want their bread and bakery fresh from us.
No, that may be so, Carl, but things are changing. And convenience is what people want.
Convenience? Well, Otto, not many people want to get up at 3:30 every morning like you and I have to just to bake bread. And packaged bread will spoil quickly, too. So unless someone can invent a way to keep mold from growing, our business is secure.
And you just watch, Carl. I predict that someday baked goods will last for days without spoiling. Why, who knows? Maybe even for weeks.
Keep dreaming, Otto, and keep working. It's time to bake. And I think the dough in your mixing bowl has risen as far as it's going to rise.
What a couple of characters. I'll have to remember to come back tomorrow morning to pick up a loaf of pumpernickel and some apple strudel. Now, look behind you, across from the bakery. Do you see that beautiful, ornate door with the stained glass panel? That's the entrance to Conrad Schmidt's studio, which you can see in the upstairs windows on the second floor. You know, with all of the church windows in Milwaukee, Herr Schmidt keeps pretty busy. Just one more great example of the beautiful craftsmanship that you'll find in our city, and that Milwaukeeans are so proud of. Now, right around the corner from Schmidt's, if you get sick, here's where you can come to get medicine. Labs Pharmacy has all the new medicinals, and a few of the folk remedies as well. Just look at all those jars filled with ointment and pills and other wonders of modern medicine. And of course, there's that big white jar of leeches on the counter, too. Ooh. Hey, let's walk down to the pharmacy's second window and see if the pharmacist is in his back room. Uh-huh, there he is, grinding up some new medicinal powders with his mortar and pestle. Hello, Mr. Thompson. How are things in the pharmaceutical business?
Well, just fine, Edward, and getting even better, if I may say so. There's more and more interest in good health these days, and new medicines are being developed all the time.
Well, you know, my grandmother still uses leeches, and it just makes my skin crawl, thinking that people actually put those things on their bodies to get rid of bad blood.
Well, Edward, as times change, so do accepted remedies for treating illnesses. You know, the talk in Washington is that President Roosevelt's going to force Congress to finally pass a pure food and drug law. And that'll undoubtedly make it harder for con men to sell snake oil to gullible people. There's a bright future in the study of medicines and drugs. You mark my words.
Well, let's hope so, for my stomach's sake, anyway. Well, goodbye, Mr. Thompson.
Goodbye, Edward.
Okay, let's cross back over to the other side of the road. Now, speaking of roads, did you remember to notice the change in the paving surface? The bricks are gone, and now under your feet are cedar blocks. Yeah, actual pieces of wood that are being used to pave our streets. Isn't that amazing? And up on the sidewalk behind you there are some of the stone cobbles that you can also find on many of the roads in town. So, there you have it, our three different paving surfaces. Told you you'd learn something on this trip. Okay. Now let's stand over here next to Herb Coombs' general store. Just take a look at all these new things. Mr. Coombs has more items packed on his store shelves than just about anybody I know. Why, you can get just about anything you want, and all in one place, too. Of course, with the Sears and Roebuck catalog becoming so popular now, folks can do their shopping from their own living rooms if they want to. But me, I still like the personal touch of dealing with a shopkeeper. Let's go back across the street. There's one more place we can visit, over on the left. Here's the local barber shop. Don't you just love that enormous painted barber's pole? Oh, hello, Mr. Seidel.
Hello, Ed. I see you haven't had your shave today.
Well, since you raised your price to 15 cents a shave, I can't afford your company anymore. Say, has my new shaving mug come in yet? You know, if it doesn't get delivered pretty soon, well, I might just think about growing a beard.
Well, at least that would make up for that bald head of yours. Let's ask my customer, Mr. Bissell. Hey, what do you think, Whit? Should Ed grow a beard?
Now, it's none of his business.
Well, there's a picture of a wanted criminal in the Police Gazette that looks an awful lot like you, Ed. Maybe you better grow a beard, so you're not recognized by the law.
All kidding aside, Ed, I hope to have your shaving mug in tomorrow. We don't want to be spreading any skin infections. So I know that you're willing to wait until your new personal mug arrives, and then we can add it to the shelf with all the other regular customers' mugs.
Oh, I'm sure the wait will be worth it, Mr. Seidel.
I'll see you tomorrow, Ed, and don't be late.
I won't. See you then. You know, all the people we've met on our little walk are part of why I like Milwaukee so much. It's a fine place to live and work with a real sense of community. And things are sure moving fast these days. Well, they're moving fast everywhere. I mean, there's so many changes in our society, so many new ideas and inventions. I mean, here it is, 1903, and the beginning of a new century. I wonder what Milwaukee and her citizens will be like in the future. I can only imagine that women are going to play a more important role in our community. And with all the new ethnic and racial groups arriving, well, every day, the city's face is changing, too. And you know, I think it's great. As you can probably tell, I have a lot of hope for the future of this city. Well, I've talked enough. That's about all we can cover for now, anyway. You may want to see if the Haymarket Square is open. You know, they've got a lot of confectionaries for sale. Just the thing if you have a sweet tooth. And I know a lot of you do. Thanks again for joining me on this beautiful afternoon in 1903 on the streets of Old Milwaukee.
We hope that you've enjoyed our little tour to the past, a visit to Milwaukee in the first few years of the 1900s. and enjoy the rest of your visit to the Milwaukee Public Museum.